listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Hey, if you guys are listening to this on the air on 101.5 UMFM, the show will be cut off at about a half an hour. But fear not, because you can get the whole show, and I'm doing a full hour, you can get the whole show by going to on-target.podomatic.com or going to the Facebook page, facebook.com/ontargetpodcast. So if you guys are fans of the Bison women's hockey, then stay tuned because the playoffs pre-show game is starting at 6:30. But just so that I can get as much music in as possible before this happens, let's get the turntable spinning.
We'll be right back. Restless and you're lazy, just like that hound dog Daisy I had when Grandma raised me. Honey child, quit Grammy, got too old to scorn me. Dear old auntie warned me, you sure was no good for me. Honey child, but your kiss is sweeter than the cake that Grandma used to bake. All them sweet little things about you sure now take the cake.
Something so truly Motown from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Honey Child is the name of that track that's on Tama Motown. Before that, a track by Jerry Jerome Murray, also known as Jerry O, along with Robert Tharp, calling themselves Tom and Jerry O. This is called The Boogaloo, and it's on the ABC Paramount label, and it started everything off. I hope you guys weren't dancing and hurt yourself there, because that track is breakneck speed. Too Many Fish in the Sea, covered by Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels on the Bell label. Literally, I kid you not, 200 BPM. It's 200 beats per minute. That's a very, very fast song. And not a bad twist on that Motown classic, putting Three Little Fishes in there. Now, I know I've been playing Little Eva last couple of weeks, but to be honest, I just flipped over one record, so I played two songs, but I did come across another more classic Little Eva record I'm going to play for you now.
We've been friends for oh so long, I let you share what's mine, but when you mess with the boy I love, it's time to draw the line.
Oh, this to you. I told him I don't care about money, but the butcher and the baker do. I said, now every time I get the dress and shoes, you know a bill comes too. Long dreams. I said, now go all over this wide world. Nobody wants to see a shabby looking girl. And if money ain't important anymore, how come the bank has got a lock on the door? Ain't nothing been free since Adam and Eve. Bit in the apple, Mr. Stingy, don't you know? I said, you better get out of my face calling me money hungry. Why, you must be something else. You better know I told him he could go and fly a kite.
So fine. So fine. So fine, yeah. My band's so doggone fine. Just keep on break on shine. Oh, oh, yeah. So fine.
Started off with the classic from Little Eva, Keep Your Hands Off My Baby. That's on the Dimension label. It's been covered by many people, including the Beatles. After that, the Starlets, Money Hungry. That was released on the PAM label in the United States. I have that on the Barry label. The Starlets were a quartet formed back in 1961. They recorded a couple of records for PAM and then OK, but they broke up in 1963 after they released a track called I Sold My Heart to the Junkman and credited themselves as the Bluebells, which happened to be Patti LaBelle and her family's band name, and a court case ensued. Finally, the Santels, track called So Fine on the Courier label. Nice taste of the girl group era, and now I'm going to break my own rules. Over the last few weeks, I've been playing tracks that I found on 45 that have been released because they were LP-only tracks. So I decided to start going through my LPs and see if there's anything that is LP-only that I have on my records. I found a few things, and the truth is that some of these did come out on 45, but not in North America. And start everything off with the Small Faces. I mean, this is truly mod set. Small Faces, The Who, David Bowie. You gotta love this.
We'll be right back. keep what I say is true. Whenever you run, I'll be running too. Whenever you run, I'll be following you.
But the rest of them are winners. Rick, John, Sally, a connection named Paul. Holy low and money, their intentions at all. We smoke and talk in my room and we dig everything.
So despite my show's promise that everything is on 45, the first two tracks in that set were in fact off of LPs. The first one being The Small Faces, of course. Track's called E2D, and I played it off of their first LP, simply called Small Faces. And as far as I can tell, that did not come out in North America. It came out in the UK, Germany, Netherlands, Denmark, Philippines. Not Canada, not United States. And after that, I played Run, Run, Run by The Who off of a German LP that I have called The Who, but I believe it's the German variant of A Quick One While He's Away. It came out as a flip side to Bucket Tea in France, Norway, Israel, Denmark. So again, not in North America. The last track was David Bowie, I Dig Everything, and I played that off of an EP that came out in 1972 in the UK on the Pi label. Now it's time for some serious Northern Soul.
Spell. The more I try, baby, the more I'm in love. I know I'm just kidding myself. And I'm giving all my love to you, but all you do is make me blue. I can't help myself.
Baby, give it to me.
Baby, give it to me.
I know what mind. They'll understand when things get rough.
Tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Well, I can finally scratch off that first track from my want list. Track's called Breakaway, absolute classic Northern Soul, Derek Martin. That's on the Roulette label, and like, I've wanted that for so long, can't even tell you. After that, the Furies, also been looking for that for a while. I got that on the UK J-Boy label. It was on the Mark IV label in the United States. The track's called I'm Satisfied With You, and the flip side will be played next week for sure. Finished everything off with brother-sister duo Inez and Charlie Fox, flipping over that record I played by them last week. This time, Baby Give It To Me. And again, on the Canadian Columbia label, would have been on the Dynamo label in the United States. Now I'm going to go back to some LP-only tracks, starting off with Aretha Franklin covering Question Mark and the Mysterians.
Yeah.
Franklin started everything off by covering 96 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterians. This is a song that I do not like covers of because everybody tries to mimic that organ that's at the beginning. But what I love about this version is that she doesn't do that. The arrangement is soulful and it is entirely her own. Love that version. It's from Aretha Arrives on Atlantic. It only came out on EPs in Australia and France. Did not come out on 45s. And I followed it with her sister, Irma Franklin, from the LP Soul Sister, track called Can't See My Way. And that did not come out on any kind of small disc that I can find. That was entirely LP only. That LP on Brunswick is full of amazing stuff. Light My Fire. Hold On, I'm Coming. The best version of Son of a Preacher Man that I've ever heard. Highly recommend picking that up if you can. And I finished everything off with another one of those Invictus records that I picked up from Chairman of the Board. That's Finders Keepers. Great number. Gonna go into some psych now.
Steve. Charles Davidson and Joe.
Smoky place, yeah. I'll bet that I was the only one who watched her face. All night I never saw a smile there. She didn't even try. You know, for just a little while there, I saw a tear in her eye. Back and watch that little girl dance. I got to go back and watch that little girl dance. I'll sit and watch her and wait till I can get her alone. Yeah. Then I'll say, baby, baby, let me take you home. my bed. The way she moves to the music, can't get it out of my head. I got to go back and watch that little girl.
Started everything off there with the Crying Shames. This is the band that brought us Sugar and Spice and All Things Nice. That track's called Greenberg, Glickstein, Charles, David, Smith, and Jones. All about money-grubbing accounting firm that lives in the sky. Totally crazy, but pretty great psych number. And after that, a band called the Ivies, quartet from Swansea, Wales, that were discovered by one of the Beatles' roadies and brought to Paul McCartney's attention just as the Beatles were starting up the Apple label. So they recorded this record, Daddy's a Millionaire is the name of that record, and Maybe Tomorrow, which is the A side, it's a big flop. So Paul McCartney wrote them a song, If You Want It, Here It Is, Come and Get It. They changed their name to Badfinger, and they had a huge hit with that song. And the two, I'm going to say Lennon and McCartney, songwriting team of Pete Ham and Tom Evans went on to have 4 or 5 big hits as Badfinger. They were the band that played on George Harrison's All Things Must Pass album, as well as on John Lennon's Imagine album. They were really a great talent with the Beatles behind them, even after the Beatles broke up. But they were so poorly managed. Their manager stole from them all their money. And of the four of them, Pete Ham and Tom Evans both committed suicide as a result of what had happened to the band because of their manager. It's a really sad story. You often hear about bands that could have been huge if they were managed properly. Not everyone had a Brian Epstein. And in fact, the Small Faces would have been so much bigger if they were better managed. And the Kinks would have been so much bigger if they were better managed. But for the lead singer and main songwriter to commit suicide, followed by his songwriting partner, both hung themselves. Just crazy. And on that charming, uplifting note, I finished everything off with the McCoys. A number called I Got to Go Back and Watch That Girl Dance. Burt Burns production on the Bang label. Let's clear our heads and head down to Jamaica.
Man who fights for the right, not Other lips don't at all neatly wait on marmalade. Soon you will find out the man I'm supposed to be.
Bomb Bomb started everything off. The Maytals with Byron Lee and the Dragonairs. Pretty incredible lineup. Pretty incredible song. Just mesmerizing, really. After that, the Cimarrons from 1974. We Are Not the Same is the name of that track on the Trojan label. Well, if you're still with me, that means you downloaded this from the internet, which is great. I hope you've subscribed on Apple Podcast, in iTunes, with Podomatic, however you do it. Do me a favor, please go into Apple and leave me a rating because it really helps me out a lot. I'm asking, please. It makes a huge difference to me getting people to listen to the show. I'm going to leave you off now with an instrumental perfectly named Mod Strut. This is Art Jerry Miller from the LP Rated X, suggested for mature souls.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.